Know about this, know about that, know about it.
Welcome to Know About It with Noah Beal.
And Noah Ellinger. How are we doing today, Noah?
Oh, I'm doing great.
Yeah, I'm doing great as well.
Doing fantastic.
All right, what is our first topic, Noah?
Well, first of all, can we just appreciate that we're the only ones here?
We are the only ones here. We haven't had this in a long time.
It's been a hot minute.
It has been a hot minute, dude. I think the last time we did this, but no, we haven't. I don't think we've
ever had
one.
That's the first one, I think.
Yeah, this is the first one we've actually had where it's just
we had Bella on.
Yeah, exactly.
Which, you know, that's going to happen.
Yeah, that's going to happen as well.
But hey, we're starting off by ourselves, you know.
Yeah, it's good. This is good. So, what is our first topic now?
We are fantasy football punishments.
Exactly. So, I know you're not really big into fantasy football.
Nope.
Exactly. So, I'll kind of explain it. Basically, you come up with a team.
Mm-hmm.
You have your friends on it, and they also come up with a team. Mm-hmm. And it's like a draft, like NFL. Basically, pick a player. Once that player is picked, you can't pick that player anymore. And then you guys, during the weeks of football, obviously, the points are racked up from those players, yeah. And they're generalized to your team. And then whoever loses has to do a punishment. So my punishment, I know, is that I am going to be running around in a lion onesie while my friends are going to have paintball guns and chase me. That does not seem fun for me, but it'll seem fun for them.
I want a video of that when that happens.
Okay, yeah.
Are you gonna? Are you?
We don't know.
Behind right now.
I mean, oh, dude, I've lost. It's over.
Because
playoffs started. Yeah, I lost.
Oh.
Yeah, I wasn't that good at it. Hopefully next year it'll be a lot better, but obviously... I mean,
my cousin actually did make one for, like, the really? Whole family, but we didn't, like, do punishments, and I just randomly picked teams.
Really?
Yeah.
Because,
like, you're meant to do it, like, every week, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
I stopped after, like, week three. I got bored of that.
Yeah, I mean, it really is, honestly, about engagement, especially with those kind of things. I know that...
I'm French. Look, I've never been into American football.
It's okay.
It's not my thing.
Yeah. I mean, there's also other fantasy stuff, but it's not really as big as
I have a lot of fantasies.
In America. Yeah.
About you.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. Keep going.
Yeah, keep going. We're going to keep going now. And then you want to look on social media and see what punishments we can find?
I looked on social media and with the hashtag, and it was not giving me... Let's see. Look on Google or something like that.
Because I know some of my friends that I know are going to be drinking milk, like a carton of milk, and they're going to be running a mile, which is, like, really bad for your body. That one is a really popular one this year. Another popular one that...
I just saw one. As a punishment, the guy has to go to a very fancy restaurant with a doll.
Oh,
damn.
That's a good one, actually.
Go through the whole date.
Oh, wow, that is crazy.
Like, eat, talk to it.
That would be funny though. That would be really funny.
That would be so fun to watch. You just need to get like a good view though. From like, I don't know how you get like a. You want to film. I feel like the point is that you film it. You like get humiliated by your friends. Yeah. Maybe they all book a dinner too. Like
yeah, and they like sit at the table next to you. Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Another good one I heard was like you come up with pickup lines and you just go up to random strangers.
That's tough.
In the mall and just do that and like mic up and stuff like that. That's a good one.
It feels like. Just like the fucking classic YouTube prank videos.
Kind of, yeah. It's just
I can see how that can get out of hand too.
Yeah, I mean it seems fun though.
I think as long as it doesn't like harass strangers too much,
you should be okay.
Yeah,
and they'll probably understand as well because it's kind of a big tradition here, especially in America.
Yeah.
I know. I'm trying to think of any others, but I think I might be out.
See if I see another one.
I think one was egg wall, where like a guy stands on the wall and everyone has like a dozen eggs or something like that, and they all get to throw a dozen of eggs at him.
That sounds like it would hurt.
It would hurt. I mean, they're supposed to, like, right? It's not like painful to where you're like beyond belief, but it's supposed to be good.
I just saw one where like the loser gets put in a dog cage, like a really big dog cage, and then everyone else gets all their friends get to pour whatever they want onto them.
That's crazy.
Like, through the cage.
That would be pretty fun, actually.
Yeah, that one's.
It's just a way to humiliate and have fun with your friends and make good memories, honestly.
I'm looking through hashtag fantasy football punishment on Instagram. And this guy, I don't know why he uses this hashtag. He just eats hot dogs every day.
Huh.
He films himself eating the hot dog.
Interesting. I mean, there's weirdos on the internet. There's weirdos everywhere.
That must be his punishment, taking a video every day of himself eating a hot dog.
Exactly. I don't know.
For 77 days, it says. Oh, that's funny.
Gosh. All right, let's move on to our next topic here. All
right, yep.
All right. I'm going to do some magic. Okay, now moving on to our next topic, we have a new guest. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Isabella.
What's up?
Nothing much.
Sweet. Cool.
Okay, so for these Reddit stories. I'm going to have both the Noahs react to a Reddit story. They haven't seen either of these, but first I'm going to let them pick between two.
Yeah.
They all both right. have to do with cheating.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
But they're both kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, the first one is, am I overreacting or is he cheating? And the other one is, my boyfriend tried to cheat and failed.
The second one.
Okay. Easily.
I need an explanation for that.
Okay, it's a little bit long, but I'll read it fast.
Let's go for
it. Okay. For context, I am 18 years old and a female. My boyfriend is 19.
Okay.
We have been together for 7 months, and this was about a month ago. My boyfriend, who we will be calling Bob, has a fake ID and regularly goes out to bars with his friends, which I don't mind. This night, he went out to a bar with his friend. He was snapping me the entire time he was at this bar, besides 20 minutes here or there, which, again, I had no expectation for him to be in endless contact with me while he was out.
Yeah, it's chill.
Yeah. At some point in the night, him and his friends leave the bar and go to another one, which I was not aware of. At this bar, I assume, is where he ran into a group of girls he was familiar with. Again, just for a bit of context, his roommate, who we will call Jim, was talking to a girl named Mary. A few weeks ago, Mary had hooked up with Jim and Bob's friend Mike. And at this point, Mary and Mike were talking and hooking up. These girls at the bar were Mary and her roommates. We'll call Mary's roommate Emma. So there's Bob, my boyfriend, Jim, and Mike, his friends, and then Mary and Emma, the girls.
So basically,
there's so many names. I'm trying to keep
track. Okay, so Jim, Bob, and Mike. They just recently went to another bar, and there's a bunch of girls that they know.
Right? Yes.
Okay.
Bob leaves the bar at some point with Mike. He tells me he's going to a friend's apartment. This is where he fucks up, because I know where this person lives in the same complex as me and Bob and Mike. And they were not at my complex, instead a few blocks away. Long story short, my boyfriend is clearly hammered, snapping me most of the time. He is at the apartment, telling me they're talking about the bar and playing poker. I'm being nice, telling him to drink water if he needs anything to call me. The apartment, from what I could tell in the pictures, looked a bit girly, if you know what I mean. But when I asked, he said his friends who live there all have girlfriends. Looking back, this doesn't make sense. I don't decorate his apartment. He tells me he might stay at this apartment because he is so drunk, which I was uncomfortable with because I didn't know exactly who these friends were. He eventually decides he wants to walk to my place. It's cold out in early December in the Midwest, so I go pick him up. I had a bad gut feeling. Any woman will know what I mean. I decided to go through his phone, and what I find is endless texts to multiple girls.
Oh, wow.
I first check his Snap Maps to see who actually lived in this complex. Since I knew it was not his friend's place that he said he was going to, it was four girls: Mary, Emma, Chris 1, and Chris 2. I first look at the chat with Emma, which he had cleared from his feed. I see him telling this girl we had broken up and practically begging her to spend time with him. She repeatedly rejected him, saying she was at her neighbor's smoking. Next, I look at his text with Mary. In this chat, it seems almost as Mary was trying to set up Bob and Emma from before they even went to the apartment. I assume it was his idea.
That's
he
crazy.
Says there is no way she thinks these guys are hotter than me. To which he replies, yeah, this didn't go as planned. I think you should save yourself and leave. I also found another text of him messaging and calling this other girl, saying you're so hot and asking where she's at. I had previously asked him to remove this girl, so he had unadded her and added her back to say all this again. I took pictures of these messages on my phone, texted Emma from his phone telling her I'm sorry that he lied to her and involved her in this, but we are still together, and I'll talk to him about it. She messaged me directly the next morning saying she's so sorry this happened. I think it's important to mention that Mary knew we were still together and had met her multiple times and honestly thought we got along.
Damn.
When Bob woke up the next morning, I'd been awake all night. I told him we needed to talk. He acted completely clueless. Eventually, he takes the guilty forgive me route and says I deserve better, but never says sorry. He calls an Uber and goes home. At this point, I was every emotion all at once. We had a vacation planned in 2 weeks, so I texted his parents, explained that I won't be coming on this trip because their son cheated on me.
Yeah.
They basically told me it was probably all a misunderstanding and to talk about it. We talked it out. I forgave him. It's been 2 months since then. But although it's been mostly smooth, I can't stop thinking about it. What if she had been interested? Or what if there's another girl in the future who's interested? What should I do?
Wait, she's still with him?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I thought.
So wait, hold on, hold on. Can we
leading into a hold on. Breakup?
Nope. Honestly.
Hold on. Let's give a round of applause for the woman that he was like hitting on, and they all denied him. That was really good on them.
That's true.
It's good. that is a lot of information to process.
That guy is insane.
A lot of minutes.
Okay, so first off, what's your opinion on the guy and what he did?
Because at first, for a while, I was going to be like, okay, like best case scenario for him, he was super drunk.
Yeah.
And like the whole, like texting all the girls he knew. But then like he wakes up, he's denying all of it. So is that just like, it kind of makes it inexcusable.
I mean, I feel like, in my opinion, the way she handled it was really well. But like at the same time, it's crazy that they're still together though.
And they'd only been together 7 months when this happened. That would be a deal breaker for me.
Yeah.
Especially because, for sure. Especially because they're so close in age to us too.
Yeah, if you respect yourself, you should break up with him.
Especially when it comes to men, they don't really care. Yeah. Like, in a sense. Like, honestly, I'm going to... Like, I don't know what to say. It's kind of inexcusable how the way he treated us kind of messed up.
Are you guys, like, full believers on cheating? Automatic, like, break up no matter what?
Probably.
Yeah.
I mean, it just gives you... I feel like I don't really know, but I feel like it just gives you, like, such a sucky feeling.
It's just... It's
horrible.
I've been cheated on. Worst feeling in the world.
Yeah. I can't imagine.
Like, I can't... Like, you just... You can't look at the person like a normal person. Like, they're not. Yeah. So, I don't know. I think it's crazy she texted his parents and said that he cheated.
Yeah, and his parents seem to be like, no, come on. Our boy our boy wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
But they'd only been together 7 months. Like, you feel that comfortable texting the parents and telling them?
Yeah, that is crazy. Honestly, people. Like, I wouldn't be comfortable doing that.
Yeah, I mean, if she wants to do that, I guess go for it.
That's all
it's
her
choice, but honestly, she'll probably regret it, I would think. I can't imagine
if
it's never going to happen again, you know.
This is a more, like, it's kind of related to it, but not really question. Would you guys be comfortable with your significant other going out and clubbing without you?
Yeah.
I mean, depends where they're going.
I would be.
How would you hang out? It depends on circumstances, I feel like, for me. That's it.
I think if I trusted them.
I mean, you should. Like,
and if
the
I
base
did,
of any, like,
if I didn't trust them to go out by themselves with, like, their friends, then I probably shouldn't be in a relationship
exactly.
with them.
I mean, yeah, that's so.
Okay, wait. Hold on. Oh, I feel like what you could ask is who she's going with, because there's a base saying that the average of the five people you hang out with, you are the average of them. Basically, does that make sense? Like, the five people you hang out with them with the most, you are the average of them.
Yeah, so like, you're like all your friends.
Exactly. So, like, if these friends are, like, known for doing, like, pretty wild stuff.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Well, she said in the story that the married girl was hooking up with one of their friends and, like, dating him and then cheated on him with one of the other friends that was out there clubbing with him.
And
that
she
night.
Like knew that.
She knew that.
And she was like, yeah, okay,
so
go
she
well.
Slept
yeah,
with
exactly.
like
that's
two best confused. Friends. So it's kind of like, I mean, he doesn't have the best friends anyways.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's hard to judge from the outside.
She should have definitely.
I can't believe she got back together with him and worked things out.
That is
yeah,
crazy.
That is crazy.
Maybe they actually did work things out.
But I think the attempting to cheat is crazy. Mm-hmm. And failing is even crazier. Like,
it's
how
really
do you
funny.
Fail?
He didn't fail. I love that they mentioned after that it was the best. I don't know. She really didn't have to put that one in.
Exactly.
That was not necessary.
It wasn't necessary at all. Do you guys want to see some of the comments people left on it?
Sure. Let's look at the top comment.
I was
going to
say one thing. The fact, like, if it was just one person he tried it on, I feel like it would kind of make sense that they got back together and worked things out. But since it was, like, multiple people, that's just downright crazy. And it's like, come on, dude.
Yeah.
Come on,
okay.
bro.
Okay. This is the top comment. Now that the vacation is over, it's time to dump him. He tried to cheat. The only thing that stopped him from going through with it was the girl he pursued wasn't interested. Yeah. I bet you anything he'll try again. You shouldn't trust him.
That's 100% true. Like, yeah, I agree.
Someone commented under that, happy cake day. I don't know why.
That's
sweet.
I think that's a Reddit thing.
That might be. I don't know. I'm not on Reddit.
And then someone else commented, leave. He will totally do this again, but 10 times worse.
True.
Okay.
Yeah, and I feel like it'll only hurt more. It'll be like, I don't know. It's just weird.
It is a weird situation, but I feel like it's all leading up to her just break up with the dog.
Yeah, they're not gonna last.
Another girl commented, "Damn, I was really on your side with this sassiness at the beginning, OP, but then you stayed."
Exactly. Like, me, I was on board with her the whole time, and then it was just like, "Oh, we worked through it."
I was like, "Wow."
Someone commented, "What exactly do you see in this doofus?"
Yeah,
well, that's a fun story. We love those.
If three girls rejected him,
that was really good.
If three girls rejected having an affair with him, why are you with him in the first place?
Real.
Real?
This is embarrassing for you since you took him back. Have some standards.
Real. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, hey, that's not all on her.
I don't know. We don't know the full story, though.
Girl, please have some dignity. It's free.
Sweet. Honestly, I think we might end it there.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's good.
All right. Very cool. Thank you for listening, everyone. We'll see y'all later.
Bye.
Bye.